It's here and now. Whiskey, sunsets, bad decisions, heartache. The old 97s are pioneers in the alt-country movement. More than two decades later, the band is still in the thick of it.
Kill the bottle and build a fire. Watch the flames lick the telephone wire. You knew I was...
Bad Luck Charm is just one of 11 songs on Old 97's new album. It's called Graveyard Whistling, and it's out today. Old 97's co-founder, singer, and songwriter Rhett Miller joins us from New York to talk about it. Rhett, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, so nice to be here.
So you guys are about to head out on the road, on tour. You looking forward to playing these new songs live?
Well, it's funny. Being on tour feels like our natural state. You know, we've been a band for almost a quarter century, and I think we are at our best when we are on the road. I've got a couple of kids now that I really miss when I'm on tour, but other than that, there is no downside. I love my job. I feel very lucky to be able to do this for a living.
As Neil Young once said, live music is better. Bumper stickers shall be issued.
Like that.
Live is where it happens. Let's listen to another tune. This is Irish Whiskey, Pretty Girls.
Thank God for Irish whiskey. Thank the devil for pretty girls.
The phrase graveyard whistling in that song, and that's the album title. How does that phrase resonate with you?
You know what's so funny is I write the songs for the record, or for the band, for all the records, as Barry Manilow once said. So I write thousands of words, and then it comes time to title the album. That's the great irony. Writing these thousands of words seems somehow much easier than coming up with two words. You know, to hang on the album as a name. So we went through a number of names, Aftermath, The Hangover. There was a theme, but none of them felt right. And then we kind of kept coming back to, as you mentioned, a phrase that appears in that song, Graveyard Whistling, and the narrator, because I always think of the guy that sings these songs as the narrator. It's sort of a necessary device. Because otherwise I would have to answer for the opinions expressed therein. The narrator in the song says, I never was good at talking. Graveyard whistling's more my thing. And despite the conversation you and I are having right now, I do feel like it's awkward for me to try and express myself in this form. I really love what music does because there's a stream of consciousness quality to it. And then you've got the trick of having it all carried along on the vehicle of the melody. I love that. That's the medium in which I'm most able to express myself.
Mm. And speaking of themes and songwriting, I mean, there's Irish Whiskey Pretty Girls. There's another song called Drinking Song. I sense a theme here. There are usually a few drinking songs on your albums, and this one's no exception. How's your liver doing, Rhett? Or are these tunes more aspirational than real?
Well, again, it's a narrator. Our most recent record before this was a record called Most Messed Up, and these themes were on display to the nth degree on that record. And this record, the reason we almost called it The Hangover or The Aftermath was that so much of this record sort of deals with the repercussions of those kind of choices. I know in my life, I've made a lot of choices over the years that were suspect. And in the last couple of years, I've chosen to not have, you know, alcohol be a huge part of my life, which is really nice. And
you got a family.
So, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, these songs examine it in a different way.
A little more of The Hangover.
Yes, very much.
Day of my life, I won't forget the time we crashed the old folks' home. We were ballroom dancing. We ate some Jell-O, ate some Vicodin, and tap danced for the old.
me about the studio where you recorded this new album, Red. Village Productions in Tornillo, Texas. It's where you recorded the old 97's major label debut back in 1996. Sort of returning to the roots a little bit?
We went back and we were in the same room where we'd recorded Too Far to Care, our debut for Elektra 20 years before. Mm-hmm. And we all stayed in the same bedrooms in the Hacienda where we had stayed 20 years earlier. And the weirdest moment for me was opening the bedside table drawer of my bedroom in the Hacienda.
And your cigarettes were still there.
Well, close. There was a note that had been given to me 20 years before by an executive at Chrysalis Records recommending a Mark Eitzel record, American Music Club record, that he thought I would like, you know, addressed to me, Dear Rhett. And then below that was a browned piece of paper where I had written my girlfriend at the time's work phone number in New York City. So there was my handwriting in the bedside table drawer, and it had been there for 20 years. And while that doesn't speak to the maybe housekeeping that goes on at the Sonic Ranch studio, it definitely felt like a good omen, and it felt like we were in the right place and doing the right thing.
Is there a song on Graveyard Whistling that reflects that studio for you?
I Don't Want to Die in This Town, to me, evokes the feeling of being in the desert. There were a few songs that go really far towards being like this spaghetti western sounding thing. And I didn't, that wasn't calculated. It wasn't something we went into the studio thinking that we were going to do something that sounded like, you know, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
First there was silence, then there was silence, and the black sky full of stars. Oh, I think we might have gone too. Step on the gas, get out of here. I don't wanna die in this town. Put it in the past in the rear view mirror. I don't wanna die in this town. I'll entertain you, but I can't save you. Although I'm doing the best I can. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. You want a piece of all that I think of, and I'm thinking how pretty you are. I'm looking for a getaway car. Step on the gas.
I really like the tune Jesus Loves You, where you're kind of wooing a religious girl, as well as the ballad All Who Wander. Let's take a listen to that one.
I must live in this confusion. I must love to be confused. I must strike out in the darkness by some time both new and used. Time to wander through the arches. Time to wander at the ruins. Time to figure out exactly what the hell I'm doing.
I also really like the bluesy ballad, Turns Out I'm Trouble. That's a great one.
Thanks. Of all the songs on the record, Turns Out I'm Trouble is the one that was hardest for the band to get, and we almost bailed out on it a dozen times. It was delicate in a weird way. Like, it, the chord progression, the restraint, that's not something my band is familiar with. And it was hard to find a way to play this song where it sounded natural. And it took a number of tries and a number of failures before we got it. And I'm really glad we did, because it's a place where my band doesn't normally go. You know, it's a quiet, weird place. And after 11 albums, there's not many places we haven't been. So it was nice to explore uncharted territory.
Singer, songwriter, and co-founder of the old 97s, Rhett Miller, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm a big fan of Here and Now, and I'm always glad to come back on the show.
Less than three, less than two, less than one, less than zero.
The old 97s on Here and Now.